Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Right now, I'm going to get to speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending jokes, Daniel Fick and the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin. And Rob Schweisso, the owner of American Heritage Garage in Morris. That's the guy that teaches kids automotive science in Morris and shares the jokes with the kids during the school year. He's still working for us. And Gary Hall and Lyons and Joe, Gigi and Little Jimmy sent some jokes. We got one from Harlan in Chandler, Arizona, and James Wing in Southwest Michigan, where the blueberry picking is wonderful. And Michael Rago in Edgebrook. And listener Dan writes, "Hey, John Williams, my wife told me I could win myself a coffee mug after I first win one for her. I doubt either is going to happen because I am a CPA and I do not have a sense of humor." What do you get, Dave, when Abbott and Costello make a British sci-fi TV show? Doctor, who's on first? Hey, Dave, I have a fear of fancy lettuce.
Remain calm.
When I was a young boy, I saw a child psychiatrist.
And?
His name was Timmy. He was no help at all.
John, you want to hear a couple of short jokes and a long one?
Yeah, but Dave, the rule is...
Joke. One.
Guy says to his fiancée, "Before we get married, I need to confess to some affairs I've had in the past." The fiancé says, "Oh, yeah, but you told me about them a few weeks ago." And the guy says, "Yeah, but that was a few weeks ago." Sorry. Guy asked his wife, what would she do if... Let's see. Guy asked his wife, what would she... Yeah. Guy asked his wife, what would she do if she won the lottery? And she said, "I'd take half and leave you." The guy said, "Great. I just won $12. Here's $6. Stay in touch." What did the sheep say to the shepherd?
I don't know. What?
You heard me.
No, I didn't. What did the sheep say to the shepherd?
You heard me. Little known fact, line dancing was created by women at Wrigley Field waiting to use the bathroom. Little known fact number two, if you lose a sock in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware container without a lid. I think we all know that. A note was found last week on a kitchen counter in Plainfield. It read, "Dear John, I'm sorry for the things I said when the air conditioner was broken." Yeah, that's kind of a difficult time for any of us. Hey, Dave, what do you call two workout centers adjacent to each other back home in Indiana?
I've got this one.
Okay, go. Adjacent workout centers in our neighboring state are...
Gym neighbors.